Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. Welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. I'm going to be continuing my division previews. We actually have some live football. We had the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. It was not much of a game, both because we had a lot of reserves and because it was incredibly lopsided. The Chargers with a 34-7 win over the Detroit Lions. Not much to speak of about the Lions. We saw Kyle Allen in a backup role through 2 interceptions. The Lions turned it over 5 times. They did not look great. Trey Lance looked pretty good, but, you know, against second and third stringers, hard to take a lot away from that. We will see how things progress. He is in a battle for a backup spot. The Chargers, Justin Herbert's going to be their starter, but they have the veteran Taylor Heinicke, did not play last on Thursday night. Then they have Trey Lance, who they acquired from Dallas. He played most of the game. And then DJU, who's a rookie, kind of the fourth string. I think he's probably a developmental player that would end up on the practice squad, but we shall see. Before we dive in, today's division is the AFC South. Some interesting teams, speaking of teams in transition. But before we get to that, we have to talk about the biggest news of the week. It's early August, so you can guess this is the time for the Cowboys to shine or at least be in the news. And there's not a lot of shining, but they are definitely in the news. The contract saga with Micah Parsons, their best defensive player, probably one of their best players, period. Jerry Jones began training camp kind of throwing Micah and Dak Prescott and some other people under the bus for reasons that remain unclear. Then they splashed out a lavish extension on Jake Ferguson, the tight end. They've recently signed Lyle Collins. Meanwhile, they have not negotiated real well with Parsons, who has had enough. And even though he's in training camp participating, trying not to be a distraction, has formally requested a trade. Jerry told fans yesterday not to lose any sleep over it. That's probably a safe assumption. I think they'll end up getting this worked out, but this feels like needlessly created drama, something the Cowboys seem to specialize in. What I'd like is to see if they could get some drama going, you know, end of January, but we'll see. They are in a tough division. You know, the Commanders are a good team, but the Commanders have their own issues. Terry McLaurin also formally requested to trade. That contract negotiation is not going great. And that is a pretty pivotal piece of the Commanders pie. The Eagles over there, meanwhile, polishing their Super Bowl rings, just waiting for another season. Giants still trying to figure out if they have a quarterback, if they have any prospects. So there are some openings in the division, but two teams that have some playoff aspirations, that have a pretty good roster, have some self-inflicted wounds here that they need to get worked out before the season. Let's transition to today's preview, and we've been working our way through the divisions today. Up on the docket is the AFC South. I'm going from first to last, then we will talk about the division. And in first place last year was the Houston Texans. They finished 10-7. Among their losses, Case Keenum, quarterback, left. He is now in Chicago. Stephon Diggs, a wide receiver, left. He is now in New England. Robert Woods, wide receiver, left. He is now in Pittsburgh. They lost Devin White at linebacker and Jeff Okuda at corner. In the draft, they picked up 2 receivers, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. They also drafted running back Woody Marks. They signed running back Nick Chubb. All those good things because Joe Mixon, still on the NFI, may not be ready for the regular season. They also brought in tackle Trent Brown, defensive end Mario Edwards, Sheldon Rankins on the defensive line, and Ronald Darby at quarterback. Among their fantasy finishes, quarterback C.J. Stroud, quarterback 18 in year two. Joe Mixon, as I mentioned, running back 17, would seem to be an important part of what they want to do. Nico Collins missed a few games, still finishes wide receiver 23. Dalton Schultz, tight end 20. Tank Dell, coming off a gruesome injury, probably not going to be available during the season. They did trade for Christian Kirk, who had his own injury struggles last year with Jacksonville. He is now there in the mix. I like Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, but they are young players that are coming up. For me, for fantasy, I still think C.J. Stroud, probably in that top-end QB2 range, still has a lot of talent, still has plenty of upside. The running game becomes a bit of an interesting situation. Chubb coming off of his own injury, where is he in the process? They still have Damian Pierce. They have the rookie Woody Marks, but it's looking more likely that Joe Mixon is going to miss some time to start the season. That really drops him for me in redraft, and I think that makes you cringe a little if you're in Dynasty. He was such a great scorer for them and for players last year. That's a little bit of a bummer. But Nico Collins, I feel good about him. I think he has top 12 wide receiver upside. Among the rookies, you know, I like both Higgins and Noel as dynasty stashes. I like Higgins a little bit better, both in dynasty and for this year. I don't trust Christian Kirk to stay healthy, and I don't think we're going to see Tank Dell. Dalton Schultz is kind of what he is, a tight end too. Second place team in the division last year was the Indianapolis Colts, but they were only 8-9 and they struggled at times. Joe Flacco is gone. He went to the Cleveland Browns. Sam Ellinger is gone. He is with the Denver Broncos. They lost center Ryan Kelly, running back Trey Sermon, and tight end Kylan Granson. But they brought in Daniel Jones to be a potential quarterback there to compete with Anthony Richardson. They brought in Khalil Herbert and drafted DJ Giddens to give themselves some running back depth. And they made a huge splash drafting tight end Tyler Warren. They also brought in cornerback Charvarius Ward. Anthony Richardson was quarterback 25 last year, splitting time in and out of the lineup for Jonathan Taylor, running back 12. Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver 41. Josh Downs, wide receiver 35. Alec Pierce, wide receiver 43. You can see they were all kind of grouped up, and none of them really reached their potential, and that's because that passing game was incredibly uneven. They did a little bit better with Flacco in the lineup. Has Richardson grown? Is he ready to take a year three leap? That remains unclear. It's also unclear if he's even healthy enough to play. He's had a shoulder injury that's held him out of minicamp and now out of camp. Daniel Jones seems to be more on track to be the starter. He did not look great for the Giants last year. Then he spent some time as a backup in Minnesota. What did he learn from Kevin O'Connell? What did he get out of his time in that system? That's a little unclear. But right now, one of those guys is going to be the starter. When you combine those three receivers, plus Adonai Mitchell coming into year two and Tyler Warren at tight end, they have an incredible set of passing game weapons. But for fantasy, you're never going to see them maximized until they can figure out this passing game. I don't know if those two options at quarterback get it done. I like Jonathan Taylor, both in dynasty and in redraft. I think he's got top 12 upside. Pittman, Downs, still guys you're drafting, probably still guys you're starting in the flex. Tyler Warren, a great dynasty draft pickup, could have some top 12 potential. They're, again, going to cannibalize each other. This was not a very high-volume passing game, and it was not an efficient passing game, and that is a struggle for fantasy, even though they have a lot of assets that you probably have on teams or would like to have on teams. Third place in the division last year was the Jacksonville Jaguars, another team in transition.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Position. They let Doug Peterson go. They brought in Liam Cohn as their head coach. Among their losses, Mac Jones, the quarterback, left. He went to San Francisco. Gabe Davis, wide receiver, was released. He's still a free agent. Evan Engram, tight end, went to the Broncos. And Ronald Darby, the corner, left. We just talked about him a minute ago. He actually went over to the Texans. Among their additions, they brought in Nick Mullins to be a backup quarterback. They got Deami Brown at wide receiver. from the Washington Commanders, and they drafted Travis Hunter, number 2 overall. He can play wide receiver and corner. They also drafted the running back Bishel Tootin, and they brought in a tight end in Johnny Munt. Last year, Trevor Lawrence, quarterback 27, missed the back half of the season with injury. Travis Etienne, in and out of the lineup, not particularly efficient, was running back 35. Tank Bigsby, a big step in year 2, was running back 36. Brian Thomas Jr., as a rookie, wide receiver 4, looked great. Brenton Strange, tight end 31, filling in for Evan Ingram. Is now probably his time to shine. This team a little bit of an unknown. I think Trevor Lawrence has QB2 upside. That's probably where he settles in. Maybe never going to develop quite as high as we thought maybe when he went 101 overall and seemed to be a generational talent. Backfield, a little bit confusing. Both of them were running back 3s last year. I think they're probably both close to that range. You know, if ATN has a little more efficiency, he could probably get into running back 2, but they seem like they're going to split. Bishel Tootin mixes in there. How does that impact things? There's just a lot of mouths to feed and a lot of uncertainty. The backfield is not something I want to count on week to week if you need a starting running back. Brian Thomas Jr., I feel great about him. If you have him in dynasty drafts, you're feeling great. I think he has top 12 upside. Travis Hunter, a little bit of an unknown. He has truly been splitting in camp between the positions. How is that going to impact things? I still think he's their wide receiver 2. Probably more of a wide receiver 3 or wide receiver 4 for fantasy. We'll see how that all shakes out, but he definitely has some big play potential. Deami Brown feels like an end of the bench kind of guy, maybe a flex option. Depends on if there's injuries, how they mix in with their passing volume ends up being. I do like Brenton Strange. I think he has some upside as a sleeper tight end. Right now I'd have him in the tight end 2 range, but you know, if they get going, he can do some good things. Finally, the Tennessee Titans were the last place team in the division, really the last place team in the NFL, finished 3-14. They earned the number 1 overall pick. Quarterback Mason Rudolph went back to the Steelers. Nick Westbrook went to Miami, the wide receiver. They let go of Harold Landry at linebacker as well. They drafted Cam Ward at quarterback at 101, which is good because Will Levis now out for the year. It is going to be the Cam Ward show. Tyler Lockett was brought in, a wide receiver. Van Jefferson, a veteran at wide receiver. They drafted Shamir Dakey and Alec Aominor at wide receiver. Easy for me to say. They brought in guard Kevin Zeitler. They drafted tight end Gunnar Helm, and they brought in defensive end Draymond Jones, trying to improve this roster. Last year, Will Levis, as I mentioned, was quarterback 30, but he is out for the year now. Tony Pollard, running back 21 in his first year, looked really good. Tyjae Spears, running back 42, struggled with injuries. Calvin Ridley, wide receiver 28. Chig Okonkwo, tight end 21. So what do we like for fantasy? Well, I think Ward potentially has some QB2 upside. We know it's going to be him, but rookies could have a long year. Will this team be poised to take a leap? That remains to be seen. I like Pollard as running back 2, Tyjae Spears more in the running back 4 category. I just don't trust him to stay healthy, and I think he and Pollard do the same things, but Pollard does them better. Wide receiver 3, maybe low-end wide receiver 2 for Calvin Ridley, who I expect to be the top target. Beyond that, how is wide receiver going to shake out? They also had an undrafted free agent in Xavier Restrepo, who was at Miami with Cam Ward. You know, what is Lockett going to do? Where is Jefferson's role? What are these rookies going to mix in? How are they going to be used? I think I'm a little murky. A lot of those guys are guys you're probably keeping, especially if you're in Dynasty. You have Lockett. You're not cutting him. But what is his role really going to be? Can he be a complimentary number 2? What is the passing volume? Chig Okonkwo, kind of a tight end 2 for me. But Gunnar Helm, an interesting dynasty stash. I think there will be a changing the guard at some point there. So how do we feel about this division? Well, I still think the Texans probably in that 9-11 win range, probably the winners and the lone playoff representative from this division. I think Jacksonville will be better capitalizing on its talent. I think they'll be closer to right around 8-9 wins, probably chasing the Texans for the playoffs. I expect the Titans to be better, maybe on the order of 5-7 wins. I think that they can be a little bit of a player out there. I think they will take some steps and we'll see some good things from Cam Ward. I think they are building towards something. The Colts remain the big unknown. There are a couple of teams that I just feel like we're cruising toward them potentially whiffing and bottoming out. And I think the Colts, that could be the situation. A lot is contingent on whether you think Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson are poised to take a leap. If they're not, this team you know, feels like it could be a 4-6 win team, and a team that's really back to the drawing board, maybe moving on from a general manager, maybe making some coaching changes, but certainly making some focus adjustments on offense, because they have a great core of pieces. But when you're missing that one top end position, it really holds you back from being able to do what you're going to do. And I think the Colts, after being right around 500, fighting for the playoffs, patching it together the last couple of years, are going to take something of a dip and have to start over. It's also a weird energy with that franchise. Their owner died over the summer, new ownership taking place. That usually has an impact on teams. Maybe it gives them some grace in the front office. Maybe not. You know, it's been a long time with this administration. We haven't seen them really be able to build a contender. They have not gotten that quarterback situation right. Literally, since Andrew Luck retired, they tried a succession of veteran quarterbacks. That didn't work. They tried to go high in the draft, as high as they could get when they got Richardson. That hasn't seemed to pan out this offseason. They tried to court some other players for competition, didn't kind of work out, and they ended up taking Daniel Jones. Does Daniel Jones have some upside? He's probably better than Anthony Richardson, which is not saying a whole heck of a lot. We'll have to see. This is definitely Daniel Jones' best set of weapons he's ever had. Maybe this is a Minnesota Vikings-like surprise, and they end up winning 12, 13 games, and they become a serious contender, and it's a really Cinderella story. But I just have a feeling they're leaning the other way. That'll do it for me today. I will be back next week continuing the division previews. We only actually have two divisions left to preview, which would make sense because we are getting ever closer to the season. So we will be finally to the East. We will be looking at the NFC East next week with some of the fun players there. If you want to catch up some more in-depth previews, we actually started in reverse. I started with the NFC East in the written previews. Those have been going every day on the site. They'll be going every day through the beginning of September. One team per day so far. Today is Sunday. We have knocked out two of those teams. The Philadelphia Eagles went on Friday. The Washington Commanders went on Saturday. Today is a team that will be up as the Dallas Cowboys. So plenty to check out on the site if you want to check those out. Otherwise, I'll be back next Sunday talking about the NFC East in total. Hope you guys have a wonderful week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.